The following is a recording of the Pete Majeski teleconference with iAdvise, scheduled for Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Excuse me, everyone, and thank you for your patience in holding. We now have our speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given if you would like to ask a question. I would now like to turn the conference over to Peter Majeski. Mr. Majeski, please begin.
Thank you, Lindsay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Intergroup Financial Services' first quarter 2012 earnings conference call on this, the 2nd of May, 2012. We are pleased to have with us from Intergroup, Mr. Jose Antonio Rosas, Intergroup's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Gonzalo Basaldre, Chief Executive Officer at Interseguro, Mr. Enrique Espinosa, Chief Investment Officer at Interseguro, and Ms. Claudia Valdivia, Chief Financial Officer at Interseguro. They will be discussing Intergroup's results per the press release distributed Monday evening. If you have not yet received a copy of the presentation or earnings release, please visit www.ifs.com.pe to download a copy, or call us in New York at 212-406-3695. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Jose Antonio Rosas, Intergroup's Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Rosas, you may begin.
Thank you, Pete. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Intergroup's first quarter 2012 conference call. We will start with a brief discussion of the highlights of Intergroup's performance. At Intergroup, net earnings were 159.5 million soles in the first quarter of 2012, a 5.4% increase in year-on-year and a 23.6% decrease quarter-on-quarter. The yearly net earnings growth was due to higher financial income and fee income at Interbank. The quarter-on-quarter decrease in earnings was due mainly to non-recurring gains reported by Interseguro in the fourth quarter of 2011. Excluding these items, net earnings would have grown 5.8% quarter-on-quarter. Intergroup's recurring ROE was 28.1% in the first quarter of 2012. Now looking at Interbank's performance, Interbank reported a strong performance in the first quarter with net earnings growth of 13.2% year-on-year and 12.8% quarter-on-quarter. The main drivers for earnings growth were sustained loan growth and a recovery in net interest margin. Loan growth was particularly strong in the retail segment, which increased 21% year-on-year and 4% quarter-on-quarter. Recurring net interest margin has increased for the third consecutive quarter and reached 7.9% in the first quarter. The capital ratio of Interbank rose from 13.7% in the fourth quarter to 14.9% in the first quarter of 2012. Interseguro's net earnings decreased 24% year-on-year and 69% quarter-on-quarter due to lower investment income. Particularly the quarter-on-quarter comparison, we had extraordinary gains in the fourth quarter of last year, which significantly increased investment income during that quarter. Annuity sales increased quarter-on-quarter but declined year-on-year as a result of a market contraction in the early retirement segment. Interseguro remains the market leader in annuities. Please turn to the following page for a brief overview of the net earnings of Intergroup and its two subsidiaries. In page 4, we can see a summary of the quarterly earnings of Intergroup, Interbank, and Interseguro. Operating trends were strong at Interbank, driving to double-digit growth in earnings both quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year. Interseguro's earnings declined, as mentioned earlier, affected mainly by non-recurring investment income reported in the previous quarter. In the following pages, we will go through detailed discussion of each company's quarterly performance. Please turn to page 5 for a discussion of Intergroup's net earnings. There we have a summary of Intergroup's profit and loss statement, and we'll start looking at the quarter-on-quarter performance. Net earnings decreased 24% quarter-on-quarter, driven mainly by a decline in non-recurring investment income at Interseguro. When excluding these items, net earnings rose 5.8%, mainly as a result of higher financial income, lower provisions, and lower administrative expenses at Interbank. Gross financial margin decreased 9% quarter-on-quarter as a result of declines of 66 million soles in net investment income at Interseguro and 7 million in exchange gains at Interbank, and that was partially offset by increases of 18 million soles in interest on loans and 10 million soles in investment income at Interbank. Provision expenses decreased 15% due to reversals in generic and procyclical provisions as resulting from a volume contraction in the commercial loan portfolio after a very strong growth rate in the fourth quarter of last year. Fee income decreased 11%, mainly as a result of a seasonal decline in revenues from the Interbank's real estate division. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting rose 2%, mainly as a result of a 19% increase in reserves related to premium sales. Administrative expenses decreased 7% quarter-on-quarter, due mainly to lower expenses related to rewards and advertising, which are seasonally high in the last quarter at Interbank. Other income decreased 58%, driven by higher provisions for contingencies at Interbank and a decline from unusually high extraordinary income reported in the fourth quarter. Intergroup's effective tax rate increased from 19% in the fourth quarter of 2011 to 26% in the first quarter of 2012, mainly as a result of a lower contribution to net earnings from Interseguro, whose investment income is tax exempt. Now looking at the year-on-year performance, net earnings increased 5% year-on-year due to higher financial income and fee income at Interbank and partially offset by growth in provisions and administrative expenses. Financial income rose 8.5%, driven by increases in interest on loans, exchange gains, and investment income. Financial expenses grew only 1% as a higher volume of interest-bearing liabilities was offset by a lower average cost of funds. Provision expenses increased 33%, mainly due to robust growth in the retail loan portfolio and a return to normal provisioning levels after unusually low provisioning requirements in the first quarter of last year. Fee income grew 11% year-on-year, mainly driven by increases in fees from credit and debit cards and structuring fees from corporate finance and leasing. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting rose 31% as a result of lower annuity premiums, partially offset by a decline in reserves. The decrease in annuity sales was a result of a market contraction in the early retirement segment. Administrative expenses rose 10%, mainly as a result of a higher volume of business at Interbank. Now please turn to page 7 for a discussion of Interbank's performance. Interbank's net earnings were 142.5 million in the first quarter of 2012, an increase of 13% quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year. The quarter-on-quarter increase was mainly due to a 4% increase in financial income and decreases of 15% in provisions and 4% in administrative expenses. The year-on-year increase in net earnings was due to increases of 12.5% in financial income and 10% in fee income, partially offset by increases of 33% in provisions and 11% in expenses. The annualized return on equity was 29.44% in the first quarter of 2012. Please turn to page 8 for a discussion of Interbank loan growth. The performing loan portfolio declined 1.5% quarter-on-quarter and grew 12% year-on-year. The quarter-on-quarter decline was driven by a 6.6% decrease in commercial loans, which had grown at a very strong rate of 8.8% during the previous quarter. This quarter-on-quarter decrease was due to the payment of short-term loans disbursed during the fourth quarter of last year. Commercial loans grew 3.2% year-on-year and would have grown 10% if the bank had decided to continue with a 400 million soles loan to fund an infrastructure project, which it returned in the third quarter of last year. Retail loans grew 3.6% quarter-on-quarter, driven by increases of 6% in mortgages and 3.6% in credit cards. Growth in mortgage loans was the result of continuing demand for new housing and successful commercial efforts at Interbank as we continue to gain market share. Growth in the credit card portfolio was in line with previous first quarter results, when growth tends to slow for seasonal reasons after a strong fourth quarter expansion. However, Interbank outgrew the market and remained as the leader in credit card financing in Peru. The year-on-year growth rate in retail loans was 20.7%, mainly due to strong growth rates of 27% in mortgages and 24% in credit cards. Please turn to the following page. Deposits rose 1.2% quarter-on-quarter due to increases of 5.5% in institutional deposits and 1% in retail deposits, partially offset by a 1.2% decrease in commercial deposits. This was the second consecutive quarter in which institutional deposits grew at a faster pace than core retail and commercial deposits, after several quarters in which institutional deposits have declined. In fact, over the last 12 months, retail deposits have grown 14% and commercial deposits have expanded by 7%, while institutional deposits have declined 8%. The proportion of institutional deposits to total deposits increased from 23.5% in the fourth quarter of 2011 to 24.5% this quarter, but it's still below the 28.2% registered in the first quarter of last year. Loans from other banks increased 24.7% as a result of an increasing use of short-term lines of credit, mainly related to trade finance, from correspondent banks. Funding from bonds remained stable during the first quarter. Please turn to page 10, where we have a detailed discussion of Interbank's financial margin. First, let's discuss the quarter-on-quarter performance. Gross financial margin grew 5.6% quarter-on-quarter due to a 4.1% increase in financial income and a 0.5% decrease in financial expenses. Financial income increased due to higher interest on loans and investments and was partially offset by a decline in exchange gains. Interest on loans grew 4% due to growth of 3% in the average volume of the loan portfolio and a 30 basis point increase in the average yield, from 12.7% to 13% in the first quarter of this year. The rise in the average yield was due to an increase in commercial portfolio yields and was partially offset by a lower yield in the retail portfolio, particularly in the credit card segment. The increase in commercial loan yields marks a reversal from a declining trend we had experienced throughout all of last year. Investment income grew 35% due to increases of 100 basis points in the average yield and 13% in the average volume. Exchange gains declined $7 million, mainly due to decreases of $3 million in exchange rate forwards and $6 million in gains on Interbank's own exchange position. The return on interest-earning assets was 10.8% in the first quarter of 2012, above the 10.5% reported in the fourth quarter of 2011, and that was due to higher yields on loans and investment. Financial expenses declined 0.5% despite an increase of 4% in the average volume of interest-bearing liabilities due to a slight decline in the average cost of funds. Interest on deposits grew 13.3% due to increases of 4% in the average volume and of 10 basis points in the average cost. The higher volume was mainly due to increases of 3% in retail deposits and 16% in institutional deposits and was partially offset by a 2% decrease in commercial deposits. The increase in the average cost was due to a higher proportion of institutional deposits within Interbank's deposit base, from 23.5% in the fourth quarter to 24.5% in the first quarter of 2012, as well as a 30 basis point rise in the average cost of such deposits. Interest on bank loans decreased 14% despite a 12% increase in volume as a result of a 120 basis point decline in the average cost. The lower average cost was mainly due to an increase in the proportion of short-term lines of credit within the funding mix. Now let's look at the year-on-year performance. Gross financial margin grew 15.1% year-on-year due to a 12.5% increase in financial income, partially offset by a 4.8% increase in financial expenses. Higher financial income resulted from increases of $33 million in interest on loans, $22 million in exchange gains, and $11 million in investment income. Interest on loans grew as a result of a 14.2% increase in the average volume of the loan portfolio and was partially offset by an 80 basis points decrease in the average yield, from 13.8% in the first quarter of last year to 13% in the first quarter of 2012. The increase in the average volume was due to growth rates of 21% in the retail portfolio and 8% in the average volume of the commercial portfolio. The yield on the retail portfolio decreased 110 basis points due to lower average rates on credit cards and other consumer loans, as well as an increase in the proportion of mortgages within the portfolio, from 32% in the first quarter of last year to 34% in the first quarter of this year. The commercial portfolio's yield declined 120 basis points, mainly due to competitive pressures, which drove rates down throughout 2011. As we have discussed earlier, this is the first quarter in 5 quarters in which the yield in the commercial loan portfolio increased on a quarter-on-quarter basis, and as mentioned, that marks a reversal in this trend we are seeing now. Exchange gains rose 22 million soles year-on-year, mainly due to increases of income from trading activity with clients, exchange rate forwards, and gains on interbank's exchange position. Financial expenses grew 6 million year-on-year due to increases of 13 million in interest on deposits and 6 million in other financial expenses, and were partially offset by decreases of 11 million on interest on bank loans and 2 million in interest on bonds. The increase in interest on deposits was due to rises of 7.6% in the average volume and 30 basis points in the average cost. Higher volume was due to growth rates of 15% in retail deposits and 12% in commercial deposits, and was partially offset by a 7% decline in institutional deposits. The rise in the average cost of deposits was mainly due to the impact of a higher central bank reference rate on institutional deposits, whose cost increased 110 basis points. The decrease in interest on bank loans was explained by declines of 9% in the average volume and 100 basis points in the average cost. The decline in the average volume was due to reductions of 18% in local funding and 1% in short-term lines of credit from correspondent banks, which were replaced by local deposits of lower cost. The decline in interest on bonds was a result of a 7% decrease in the average volume. The bank's average cost of funding decreased 10 basis points year-on-year from 2.8% to 2.7% due to the lower cost of bank loans. On page 11, we have a chart showing the evolution of our net interest margin. Our net interest margin was 7.9% in the first quarter of 2012, above the 7.7% reported in the fourth quarter of 2011 and the 7.3% reported in the first quarter of last year. Recurring net interest margin at Interbank has followed an upward trend during the last 3 quarters, driven mainly by a lowering cost of funds. Please turn to page 12. Provision expenses decreased 15% quarter-on-quarter due to reversals in generic and procyclical provisions, and these reversals were the result of a contraction of volume in the commercial loan portfolio, as discussed earlier, after a very strong growth rate experienced in the first quarter of last year. Provisions increased 33% year-on-year due to a return to normal provisioning levels after unusually low provision expenses in the first quarter of last year. The ratio of provisions to average loans was 2.9%, slightly below the 3.1% we had as an average for last year, also below the 3.5% we registered in the fourth quarter of last year, but significantly above the 2.5% we registered an unusually low level in the first quarter of last year. The ratio of past due loans to total loans increased from 1.5% to 1.7% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, and that was mainly as a result of the above-mentioned decline in the volume of the commercial loan portfolio. The coverage ratio decreased from 274% to 268%, and 268% to 255%. Please turn to page 13. Fee income declined 9% quarter-on-quarter, mainly due to a seasonal decline in revenues from the real estate division, but grew 10% year-on-year due to increases in credit and debit card fees, structuring fees from corporate finance and leasing, insurance fees, and gains on the sale of assets. Administrative expenses fell 4% quarter-on-quarter and increased 10.6% year-on-year. The quarter-on-quarter reduction was mainly due to the lower expenses related to advertising and rewards, which are seasonally high in the last quarter of the year. The year-on-year increase was attributable to a higher overall level of business at Interbank. The efficiency ratio improved from 49.4% in the fourth quarter of 2011 to 46.8% in the first quarter of this year. Please turn to page 14. The ratio of regulatory capital to risk-weighted assets was 14.9% in the first quarter of 2012, a significant growth from the 13.7% reported in the fourth quarter and the 14.1% reported in the first quarter of 2011. During the first quarter of 2012, regulatory capital grew 8% and risk-weighted assets decreased 0.7%. The increase in regulatory capital was due to the capitalization of net earnings from the first quarter of 2012 totaling 142 million soles and the incorporation of 54 million soles in earnings from 2011 into the legal reserve line of our equity. This completes the discussion of Interbank. Now I hand it off to Claudia to discuss Interseguro's performance.
Thank you, José Antonio. Please turn on page 16 of the presentation. The table shows a summary of Interseguro P&L performance, where we can see a 3% increase quarter over quarter and an 11.3% decrease in premiums year over year, driven mainly by annuity premiums due to a market contraction in the early retirement segment. This decrease in premiums also explains a higher technical margin loss year over year and quarter over quarter. Administrative expenses grew 6.2% quarter over quarter.